I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Officials in Lebanon say Israeli troops fired on demonstrators protesting Israel's continued presence in the country after a deadline set in November's Israeli Hezbollah ceasefire agreement has passed. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Lebanese officials say firing by Israeli troops killed two people and wounded many more as deadly demonstrations against Israel's presence continue in southern Lebanon. It comes as residents displaced by the war between Israel and Hezbollah are attempting to return to villages where Israeli troops remain. Over the weekend, 24 people were killed and at least 130 wounded when Israeli troops fired at protesters. Forces were to withdraw, but the U.S. and Lebanon recently announced that the deadline was extended to February 18th. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukrainian officials report Russian drone attacks overnight hit multiple Ukrainian regions and injured at least six people. VOA's Richard Green reports.
The governor of Ukraine's southern Odessa region said at least four people were injured in a drone attack. Several residential buildings and a grain warehouse were damaged. Kharkiv Governor Oleh Sinehobo said on his Telegram social media account that at least two people were injured in a drone attack, which destroyed or damaged several homes. Drone attacks were also reported in Mykolaiv and Sumy regions. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it shot down five Ukrainian drones over the Smolensk region. Richard Green, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday its forces shot down five Ukrainian drones over the Smolensk region. Smolensk Governor Vasily Anokhin, reporting on his Telegram account, said there were no reports of damage or casualties. Bryansk Governor Alexander Bogomaz said Russian air defenses shot down one Ukrainian drone over his region, with no damage reported. This is VOA News. UN officials reported Tuesday dead bodies were scattered in the streets of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, and hospitals were overwhelmed with patients a day after Rwandan-backed rebels marched into the city. The M23 rebels claim to have captured Goma over the weekend in a major escalation of a three-decade conflict. Reports say they continue to face pockets of resistance Monday from the army and its supporters. At a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, spokesman Jens Lerke for the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, reported the situation in Goma is deteriorating.
Our colleagues in the Democratic Republic of the Congo report heavy small arms fire and mortar fire across the city and the presence of many dead bodies in the streets. We have reports of rapes committed by fighters, looting of property, and humanitarian and health facilities being hit.
Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi and his Rwandan counterpart Paul Kagame have agreed to hold talks online Wednesday to discuss the conflict. The leaders of Denmark and Germany met for a second day in Berlin Tuesday, where they discussed the need for a united Europe in what they referred to as a more uncertain world. At a joint news conference in Berlin, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz noted an incident in the Baltic Sea Monday in which undersea cables were damaged as a sign of the ongoing threat posed by Russia. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen noted with concern the recent cooperation between Russia, Iran, and North Korea as a sign for the need to strengthen defenses in both the NATO alliance and the European Union.
We need to step up in Europe. We need a stronger and a more resolute Europe standing increasingly in its own right, capable of defending and promoting Europe and the European interests.
Without mentioning names, German Chancellor Scholz hinted that perhaps the new leadership in the United States might be adding to some of the global uncertainty. He said in both English and German, borders may not be moved by force, to whom it may concern, thought to be a veiled reference to U.S. President Donald Trump's comments regarding the U.S. acquiring Greenland. An internal memo obtained by the Associated Press indicates 56 senior officials with the U.S. Agency for International Development have been put on administrative leave as part of an investigation into an alleged effort to circumvent U.S. President Donald Trump's executive orders, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A current official at USAID and a former official confirmed the actions on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisal. Last week, President Trump ordered a 90-day pause on most foreign aid. He spoke to House Republicans about it at a retreat at his Doral Golf Club in Florida.
We get tired of giving massive amounts of money to countries that hate us, don't we?
Thousands of U.S.-funded humanitarian development and security programs have stopped work worldwide. Only emergency food programs and military aid to Israel and Egypt are exempt from the freeze. Ben Thomas, Washington.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.